in our guest blog, shareyourstories.online. Today, I'd like to introduce you to Maud Legere, who is the founder of Sold Right Away, a marketing program that supports realtors not only to sell houses, but to build their own brand image. Welcome, Maud.
Cool, thank you. Hi.
How are you today?
Good, good.
Hey, listen, when I was reading your story this morning, the thing that I found most fascinating was that your hobby became your business idea.
Yeah, definitely.
So tell us a little bit about that. How were you so successful in being able to take a passion of yours that's a hobby and turn it into a business?
I guess someone told me when I was young that I couldn't be successful if I wanted to be a photographer. So, and I always say, if you tell me I can't do something, I'll do it twice.
Well, that's fantastic. So tell me how you started out in your career with Sold Right Away, because of course I know a little bit about the story behind the story because we work together. So tell our you know, viewing and listening audience a little bit about how you actually started with this really great idea from photography and turned it into a marketing business.
Okay. So I had a marketing business. I was always been into photography from when I was very young, like high school, then I went to college, then university, all in communication and media. So I did a lot of photography, video, web, graphic design, television, cinema, like everything. And after university, I started working on sets and working on TV shows and helping out here and there. And I had my own business doing videos. So I had a mentor who was helping me getting in touch with people and offering videos at events. And I got a work offer to move in Ontario for a marketing company to do videos for them. So I've always been in that realm. And I met a real estate agent when I moved to Ontario trying to help me find a place to live. And I bought a house with her. After 8 months, I realized it was way too far from when I was working because I didn't really realize how far the distance was when we were searching. And I called her up and I said, I want to sell. And she came to sell it. And she said she did a bunch of staging and all that prep work. And she said, I'm going to take pictures with my phone. And I said, well, I've never done real estate photography, but I'm a photographer. So I'll just practice tonight, send you a picture. If you don't like them, that's okay. Then I did the picture, sent them to her. She's like, wow, they're amazing. I love it. Obviously, she was using her phone. So back then, the quality was definitely better. And she started loving it. And then as I was speaking with her, trying to sell my house, I said, why don't we do a video? Like, I've been working with video for so many years. Nobody else does that. Why don't we promote the house with you speaking on camera about the features of the house? So it was a new idea. Nobody had ever done that. And she just loved it, started doing that. And the house sold in 14 days. And so she ended up using me for all her listings after the fact. So every time she'd get a house, she would hire me. So I started researching, like, what else can realtors do to sell house faster? So that was in 2008. And in 2008, it was really hard to sell a house. So it was all about selling houses faster. So, and then we did videos, DVD, she would drop them off. The sellers would love it. So she started growing her business. And she started saying to realtors in her office that within the first year, she doubled her business. So by doubling her business, other realtors were like, what, how's that possible? I want that too. So a lot of agents started using me, and this is when Sold Right Away boomed and became what it is today.
So the cool thing is that you were starting to do this as a side hustle, really.
Yeah, definitely. Side hustle. I was still working full time for the first year, doing it kind of, I wasn't really sure. I just loved it. I loved shooting houses. I have shot events, which I still do and I still love. But I think the houses were just a new challenge for me at that point. And there's nobody there. And then, so it's not people. It's like a room, a space that you're focusing on. And then you have to show the best angle for it. You can take 4 pictures of a room and 3 of them will be terrible. So which one's the best angle? How do you focus it? The height you have to be at, your lines. And then you're competing with the sunlight versus the light inside. And there's so many techniques and stuff to know and to think about in every room that to me kept me busy, kept me having fun.
Well, you know, you mentioned technology and, you know, how the realtor was actually using her phone to take photos. And, you know, you obviously increased the quality by having, you know, one of those fabulous cameras that was had a higher quality. So technology's changed a lot since 2008. So tell me some of the things that you're now doing in your business using technology that you didn't use before.
Yeah, so at first I used to have this big camera that I was carrying around, a big tripod, like the triple legs, and it was just a big, humongous camera for to do the video. And then I had this other camera that was extremely expensive that would just do the photos. And then I would go back and forth between photo and video. Now I pretty much use one camera for both. That is 10 times better quality today than it was. But at the time, that's what the quality was. Back then too, I started doing DVDs. So I would create this video tour, create a DVD, create a menu, print on the disc, create a case, and deliver those DVDs to the agents, and they would use them at open houses, and the people would love those. But then now nobody has DVDs anymore, and it's kind of like completely obsolete now. I found a box the other day in my office of old DVDs that I had created, and I thought it was super cool, but I can't even watch them, really.
No, like we don't even have a way to use them, right?
No. So then as the technology, like I started doing research, and then I found out I wanted to do a 3D tour or a 3D walkthrough type of technology. I looked at different cameras, and somebody had told me that Matterport was coming out in the States at a conference. So I researched it then more, bought it that day. It came to the States. It didn't deliver to Canada, so I had to go pick it up in the States, drive it home, and started using that new technology, which was the 3D tour that nobody had heard about around here. Then that became really, really popular. So now I'm keep looking at next, what's the next technology, how to innovate. We had the drone. People were telling me, oh, in the States, in California, on the million-dollar listings, they use drone to market properties. And I was like, okay, well, then I guess we got to do that here, too. So I just keep an eye out all the time.
Well, what's really cool about all of that is that, you know, what started as a passion for photography and then moved into marketing is actually gone to technology and being an innovator and finding new things so that, you know, your clients are always have the latest and the greatest available to them. What about websites? Like, is anybody using websites anymore?
Yeah. So as I was doing all the photos, videos for that first agent and other agent, they started saying, what else can you do? And I was like, well, I got a background in graphic design. I can do web. So how about I create a website for you to promote your who you are, your brand? And then I did logos and branding and all that fun stuff. So that became one thing. And then as we grew, we started looking at options to market the properties themselves, not just the agents. So we would create a website specific for a listing. And then we would do a rider on the sign outside. We tried with QR codes where people would walk by and use a QR code, which is funny because I had a QR code on my car and I was using a lot of QR code because the technology was supposed to be that you just point your camera at it and then it brings the site. But then it didn't pick up and then the technology didn't advance fast enough that for the first few years you had to download an app on your phone, open the app, then do the picture with the QR code. So QR code didn't really take off, but now they are the thing. Now you can actually point a phone at it and it works. So all that fun stuff was done for me before.
Wow. And now what about expansion for your own business? Because, you know, I'm sure that with realtors, there's lots of sort of supporting companies that probably, you know, like landscape folks and, you know, folks who are, you know, moving companies. And there's all kinds of various different organizations that help support realtors on their quest. So do they have any options or is your business just strictly for realtors?
No, we've started, like, because my background was in marketing with companies before, and usually realtors would know partners, and the partners would call me and say, what else? Can you do what you did for with this agent for my business? So we do a lot of construction companies, designers, any other businesses, electricians we've had, and then different businesses that are completely not related to real estate that now have picked up from my networking and the Chamber of Commerce, who people just come in and say, I want what you're doing for my business.
Oh, that's cool. Now, a little bird told me that very recently you had a wonderful thing happen with the Chamber. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I became a chair on the board of director at the Burlington Chamber of Commerce. And it's a long process. It's been a few years, at least 7 years, that I joined the board, became an executive on the board, became second vice chair, now I'm chair. So all for this year, 2020 and 2021, I'll be the chair of the chamber.
Isn't that fantastic? Now, tell me a little bit about what your plans are. What a wonderful opportunity to introduce your business to a wider target market, right? Because chambers in every city are so important for the entrepreneurial community. So what have you got planned for your role as the chamber chair now?
So it was all about growth. Like, I've been focusing on growth for my own business, for my realtors, for my clients. And I always say, like, how can we grow? How can we help you grow? And I'm the same with my team. Like, I always have meetings with them and ask them, what are your objectives and how you can grow? So with the chamber, obviously, I'm going to keep the same theme, which is something that I'm always passionate about, and grow the membership, help grow the chamber and the community, help out the outreach that we can get, like how many more people we can help in the community, businesses that don't know what the chamber can offer. And we're really, really well organized. We have a great team at the chamber. The new president is very focused on growth as well and technology. So it's going to be an amazing year.
Well, it sounds like you're a great fit for that organization.
Thank you.
At the end of the guest blog series, we ask folks to share 3 words of advice because, you know, we all know what the entrepreneurial journey is like. And whether you're just starting out in business or if you've been in business for a very long time, we're all looking for a little bit of inspiration. Mm-hmm. So your 3 words of advice are integrity, innovation, and education. So tell us a little bit about how that fits into your corporate structure.
Yeah, I think it fits with my business, with my values, with myself. I always say my word is all I have. Like, so if I give someone my word, then I commit to it. And it's all I can do to be able to go to bed at night, put my head on the pillow and fall asleep without thinking about all the bad stuff that's in the world or all the lies that people do and sneaky things that they do in business. And a lot of people have a bad view on business because they think, oh, salespeople are sneaky and all that bad negative stuff. For me, mm-hmm. I'm the complete opposite. It's all about integrity. Somebody asks me something, I'll say out loud, like, no, you don't need a 3D tour for this house. Or, oh, no, you don't need this for that house. And I always have to keep my integrity high so that I can focus on growing the business and keeping with what I'm doing. Other one is innovation. I've always been innovating since the beginning, even younger, as a young person. I was always thinking about what next can I create? What's the next thing I can do? So that's been in my journey forever, and that's the only way to survive. Once you stick to one way, you're not gonna survive if you're not innovating. And then education is more on a personal development side of things. Like, always educate yourself, reading books, podcasts. I listen to Darren Hardy, Jim Rohn over and over again all the time because it's important to have some personal development because, if you stay stagnant, you're not gonna innovate, you're not gonna grow, you're not gonna be a better person. So these are the 3 things that are super important to me.
Well, you know what? I love those pillars, and I've been especially admiring your T-shirt because what's on your T-shirt is actually the mission and vision for your company, because you really are trying to help people grow their businesses. So I'd like to thank you, Maud, for taking the time to share your story with us today, and to you, the listening and viewing audience, for joining us as we introduced you to the person behind the logo in Keeping It Real.